This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? Tell us. For the conversation in just a moment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline with your calls at 800-228-0550. You can email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. We have that great Christmas special going right now. Don't let this deal get by you. You buy four pillows for the price of one, and they've extended the money-back guarantee to give you peace of mind that is perfect, and you're going to love it through March 1st. Promo code SCOTT is what you use when you go to their website. Click on the radio special at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. We love our listeners. We want you healthy. Most important thing to your health, your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep, your pillow. So go to it. Now another hour of What's on Your Mind. With us today, Steve Hallstrom from the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag, and Greg Steeman from First State Bank of North Dakota, your great guest host on What's on Your Mind. Steve, Greg, take it away.
All right, Scotty, we will do so. Scotty back in the chair here on Monday, but he's out in New York City with a bunch of Flag family listeners, about 60 people out there having a great time across New York City. Hour number one of the program, we were talking a little bit about the Vikings-Packers rivalry and the Packers sneaking a game out. They had no business winning. And emailer Adam says, Steve, Tony Dungy always criticizes teams for rushing three on Hail Mary passes because it gives the quarterback too much time, and the Lions did it two plays in a row. See, that's what I'm saying. Rush somebody that they're not expecting. The face mask call was BS, but they shot themselves in the foot twice. There was not a single defender in front of Rodgers in the end zone. This is Richard Rodgers, the guy who caught the pass, which was baffling with an extra defender downfield. Adam, I am right there with you, and I'm still crabby about that as a Vikings fan, that the Packers beat the Lions on the last play of the game after a phantom penalty. And anyway, don't get me started. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to talk some polls with you. A couple polls off from CNN, very interesting. About who you like if you're a Republican voter, and the answer is very different among those who have a college degree and then those who don't. So we'll do that here in a little bit as well. Steve Hallstrom and Greg Steeman sitting in here with you today, and we figured if we're going to do some work, if Scott was going to make us work on a Friday when he's out gallivanting around New York City, that we're going to have a little fun, Coach Steeman, along the way here.
I'm all for that. I have, you know, remember when Aaron Rodgers said R-E-L-A-X?
Yeah.
I want to say I have three words for you in the Packer win last night.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
And just be a Vikings fan.
Okay. I know. You've been getting after me all morning about this. And it's like the 24-hour rule. We have Dave Richmond from NDSU men's basketball. I'm sure that he gives his guys 24 hours to sulk a little bit after a tough loss. Maybe that's just a football thing. Maybe basketball guys are tougher, and they get maybe 20 minutes. I'm not sure. Dave Richmond, head coach of the NDSU men's basketball team, what is your policy after a tough loss? How long do you let people sulk around, I guess, players and coaches? I'd like to know. The answers might be different for both.
Yeah, I think it is a little different. With basketball, a lot of our, when we're cutting our teeth in March, it's tournament play. And you don't have time to think too much about a loss or a poor performance. You got to respond. And, you know, obviously you're not thinking at all about a loss into your next one in tournament play. But you know, we got on the bus after Iowa State, after a little talking to in the locker room, and guys were pretty quiet for a while, but then they bounced back, and that's what it is. You can't let a loss affect your next game either, and there's a happy medium with all that.
Now, Dave, if you're not familiar with him, good North Dakota boy, grew up in Wahpeton, a coach's son himself, and in his first season as head coach of the NDSU men, Dave guided NDSU to a 2015 Summit League regular season and tournament championships. So went back to, took the team back to the NCAA tournament, led NDSU to 23 wins, and had all kinds of postseason honors, and really had a great run of it. And the Bison so far off to a pretty good start as well, 4-2 on the year, a couple losses to some big schools. But, Dave, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking a little bit of time with us here today. Just kind of interested in your thoughts on can the Bison make it, keep that streak alive and get back another year?
Well, that's the goal. And before we get going, don't forget where it all started. It was the $250 scholarship I got from Coach Steeman. And that's for an entire year, not for a semester. So there's the brilliant mind you're sitting next to here today, Steve.
Well, Dave, I thought it was $500, and I think I was just factoring inflation into it. It would have been worth at least $250 a semester in today's dollars.
The pity scholarship. My dad was down the hallway, and the local kid, we better throw something at him.
Dave, you know what? I always take credit for getting you started in the college game, so I don't know why you have to bring all this other stuff into things.
Those of you that don't know Greg's history, Greg was a coach at Southwest State in Marshall and one of the most successful coaches in the Northern Sun for a few years there. So the guy knows what he's talking about. But, Dave, let us know, what are your thoughts on how your season has gone so far? You had a tough loss to Iowa State by 20 the other night, but you're within two about midway through the second half. And Iowa State ranked fourth or fifth in the country, depending on which poll you look at. So there had to have been, even though I'm sure it was disappointing to lose by 20, had to have been some bright spots there, too.
No question. I don't think the final score was indicative of the game. That being said, when you play at the number five team in the country's place, especially a place like Hilton, the magic that goes on there, you have so little room for error. And we went turnover, turnover, turnover in the stretch late in the first half, and they made us play. They gapped it to six. We cut it. We hung around 2 to 5 points until about the 8-minute mark, 8 or 9-minute mark, and we did the same thing again, turnover, turnover, turnover. They gapped it to 11, and I think it ended up being 20. And again, I think that's been a little bit the story of our season. When you go back and look at it, and we knew what we lost in the leadership of Lawrence Alexander and just the tremendous year that he had. And then you go back and you dive into your roster for 15, 16, 11 of them are 11 of the 15 are freshmen and sophomores. The first two games are without one of your two seniors, Chris Kading. Our last two, and now this weekend we'll be out another senior, Corey Brown. And if you told me we were going to be 4-2 with two losses on the road against high majors, I think you probably take it. At the same time, disappointed in the way we ended at Illinois. I'm disappointed in the way we started against Montana at home and North Carolina, A&T at home. That's what we're working on as a young group collectively, is stretching the game to 40 minutes, playing the entire 40, being locked in and focused. And I think there's tremendous pieces. I think we've got talent. I think we've got the options and the availability to be a little deeper this year. That being said, we've got to get some guys some experience, and we've got to get some guys, their feet wet here early in the season.
And Dave, this is Greg, and I agree with you. I think that this year, when you look at things, the Summit League, the success of the Summit League in your non-conference competition, I see Fort Wayne got another win last night. You guys have gone out and really probably had one of the best years as a league in the pre-conference season. I got to believe that brings a sense of urgency to you and your staff to say, we have to hit the ground running when league play starts. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I was up late the other night doing some math, and I believe this was last Saturday, but the Summit League was 32-11. You get it, Coach, that a lot of those games are on the road against high majors. IUPUI goes to overtime with Marquette. Oral Roberts is back up there. Denver, who was picked last in our league, I think they just got beat by Wyoming the other night, but they're 5-2. It's a very good league, but we've got to obviously pay attention to that, but we've got to, with our group and the way we do things, we've really got to stay locked in and focused on the direction that we're going.
Dave, here's a really important question that I think that probably you've put some thought into. Talk to me about tomorrow's playoff football game with NDSU and Montana.
I was at my press conference on Monday, two Mondays ago, and started off saying I'll take any questions on the FCS playoff selection process. I didn't get any questions, thankfully. I think, again, Chris Kleiman and Rhonda Kleiman are very good friends, Stephanie and I, and so this is easy for me to say it, but I also think you two are wise sports minds. You've been around not just basketball, but sports in general. Coach Kleiman and Matt Entz and Tim Polasek and those guys have done an absolutely tremendous job this year. Adversity can take you a lot of ways, and what they were able to, when Carson went down and a tough loss against USD at home, they were really able to rally the troops in a positive direction, 9-2, a 3-seed overall. Hopefully, the chance for a couple home playoff games here. and we know what that kind of atmosphere that it's created in the Fargo Dome. Very, very happy for their staff and their players. And again, I mean, that's just, I don't think we're all witnesses to it right now. I don't think we really realize what's going on. For them to have four straight and in the playoffs with the possibility of five straight national championships is crazy.
Well, Dave, we appreciate your time this morning, and hopefully you guys can have your own run continue and make it to the NCAA tournament for a third straight year. The next game against Arkansas State tonight in Jonesboro, Arkansas. So all the best to you and your team, Dave, and thank you for spending a little bit of time with us here this morning on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for having us on, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You got it. Yep, that's Dave Richmond, NDSU men's basketball coach, joining us here on What's on Your Mind. When we come back on the program, we're going to talk about those polls that we visited about a little bit ago, and another tie to ISIS from one of these two shooting suspects in California. We'll tell you what that's all about as well. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, right here. We'll be right back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. NDFB.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com to...
of What's on Your Mind. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you're enjoying the program today with some great guest hosts. Been great guest hosts all week. Thanks to Ron Ness. He was here Tuesday, Pat Finken Wednesday and Thursday, and of course today, Steve Hallstrom, Greg Steeman. And we're brought to you in part by our top 10 tour sponsors. We get a chance to get all around the state. More places to go coming up in 2016, but we've been to Newtown. We've been to Tioga. We've been to Jamestown. We're going to more places, and we enjoy it very much.
want to, by the way, thank our sponsors in Newtown, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and Teddy's Residential Suites. Great facility, fantastic. United Prairie Co-op there. Jason's Superfoods, Wrench Chevrolet Buick. Those folks take good care of you. A&W Repair and Recovery, and WPX Energy. That's WPX Energy. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, Steve Hallstrom from the Need to Know Morning Show, Greg Steven from First State Bank of North Dakota. Guys, take it away.
Thank you, Scotty. Our phone number's here on the program. We've got a segment here where Greg and I are going to be talking about a couple of things we think you need to know here this morning. If you've got a comment or a question for us, please let us know. 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550, and you'll be able to get on the line with us. CNN is reporting something, I think, Greg, which is the most connecting piece, if you will, that I've seen yet to what a lot of us thought might be going on and what now really appears as though is going on regarding the shooting in California. CNN reporting now that one of the two people accused of killing 14 at this holiday party out in California posted an online statement pledging allegiance to a leader of the Islamic State militant group. Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Syed Farouk, were killed in a shootout with police hours after that Wednesday massacre at the Social Services Agency in San Bernardino. This was the deadliest mass shooting the U.S. has had in 3 years. And we've all been wondering, is there a terrorism element? Is this just a disgruntled employee going back into a company party and bringing guns in? Well, we find out now through CNN, Malik, a Pakistani native who had been living in Saudi Arabia when she married Farouk, posted an online statement of support for a leader of the Islamic State on an account using a name other than her own. This is according to CNN. The attack in San Bernardino appeared to be inspired by, but not directed by, the militant group. So I think now we're starting to know what we're dealing with here. And it just raises a lot of questions. I am in favor of having a diverse community. I like the different perspectives and backgrounds that we have in our community here in Fargo, and I think that our society is better when we have different voices and different opinions. But I am also now at the point where I say, look, desperate times call for desperate measures. I think we know enough now to say we need to be very careful about what's going on with our borders. We need to secure these borders. We need to be very comfortable. And I would be fine with a moratorium on immigration and refugees for 3 to 5 years until we know that our systems work well and until we know who's in this country and who's getting in and who's getting out.
Steve, I think you bring up a good point. And I, we are an extremely diverse country. And we've, for long periods of time, welcomed anybody and everybody. And I, at the same time, when you look at the issues that are plaguing the world right now, and this is just an example of that, Islamic extremism, excuse me. This ideology will stop at nothing. They will take advantage of any and every avenue, any and every, weakness in intelligence or in defense, whatever it might be. As a country, we are obligated first and foremost to protect our citizens that are within our borders. That's mm-hmm. our number one priority. Doesn't mean that we're not welcoming. Doesn't mean that we're not willing to go out and do goodwill around the world. That's what the United States has always done. But at the same time, our number one priority has to be the safety of our citizens. And in the name of political correctness, we can't compromise that.
Yeah. And I think, we can call people coming in whatever. It doesn't matter, immigrant, refugee. I get that. And I know the people are coming here because they're looking for a better life. Many of them do. And I get that. But we cannot solve everybody's problem every time. And I think sometimes we try to do that. And there's times, like you said, we've got to take care of our own first. Yesterday on the Need to Know Morning Show, the show that we do here in Fargo, I had Fargo City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn on. And I asked Dave, I said, when things like this happen, shootings like this happen, do you call the Fargo Chief of Police and say, hey, Chief, just want to know, are you in contact with local community groups, the malls, the Fargo Dome where there's going to be a football game? Are you doing work like that to try to get the word out? And I thought he had a very interesting answer for that, and we want to play that for you now.
I have talked to Chief Todd about this, and it is on our radar. We do have a large Muslim community in our town. And if you think that there aren't some that are believing what those people believe, you're mistaken. And ISIL has declared war on us. And Minnesota is the leading exporter of Muslim terrorists of any state. And we're on the border. So it's very concerning.
Yeah, and he said, if you don't think there are terrorists living in our community, you're fooling yourself. And when you said it that way, it's like, okay, you know, here we go. And we're getting real about this. We've got some callers that have given a shout here and want to talk about this. Barb on line one. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. I, listening to what you said about the shooting in San Bernardino, the fact is that some of these shooters' neighbors were highly suspicious of what was going on in their home, but were afraid to report it because were afraid of branded racists. Mm. And, you know, this is something that I think our media, some of the media, has perpetuated because they're so afraid of calling a spade a spade.
Yeah. Barb, and thank you very much for... I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you out, but we have another caller, and I want to get them in. But thank you so much, Barb, for calling from Bismarck today. Thank you very much for calling us today. Gene in Valley City also wants to chime in on this. Gene, good morning.
Good morning. You seem to be happy with multiculturalism. You know, this multiculturalism is going to drag us down to the lowest common denominator. It's going to wreck our culture.
Okay, Gene, thanks for giving the call. I'm sure you speak for a lot of folks. You know, we all have our own views on things, and we can all have our own perspective on that. I like the different views. I like different voices. I like different backgrounds. I think we learn a lot from that. But certainly, Gene, I respect your opinion, and I appreciate you giving us the call today here on this on the program on What's on Your Mind.
And, Steve, and I understand, that we don't have to compromise the values on which this country was founded. And I think people confuse these issues at times. They think that if we welcome people from other, that we have to compromise our values, our standards, the laws of this country. We do not have to do that. And we have an exceptional country. There's a reason that everybody wants to come to the United States of America. What we can't do is compromise the values and the standards upon which this country was founded.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it gets back to, again, just the need for data. And we don't have data. The folks that we're bringing in the community, right now, we cannot find out, you know, what percentage. In Fargo, this has been a big talking subject. We don't have the information about how many folks that come in get arrested for a crime of some kind or get in some trouble. We just don't have that data. And I think it just feels to me like this is a good time for us to tighten our processes. And I don't even mind putting the walls up for 3 to 5 years until we feel like we're absolutely sure that we know what's happening in our country. So, Ray, we've got about 10 seconds for you. If you want to give us your comment or your question quickly, please. Ray, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Real quick, Ray.
Say, you want a diverse culture, hop on a plane and go over to where these guys live. I don't want them in my country.
Okay. All right, Ray, I appreciate it. I respect your opinion, and sounds like you speak for many people like our previous caller, Gene, did. We'll be back with more on What's on Your Mind. Stay right there.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer to their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
One, two, three, four. Well, it's happened. This is the week it started, actually. I've been talking about Polar Service Center for a couple of months now. The largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They're a Minnesota company that's been around since 1946. And they have these service centers all around the country. 30 of them, but two of them are right here in North Dakota now because we have Killdeer. We've had that for some time. Now they're in Williston. So, folks, if you need tank trailer work, you need any kind of mechanical work, the good folks at Polar Service Center do this all across the country, everywhere, 30 locations. Now in Williston, 13552 Bassett Lane. It's 13552 Bassett Lane in Williston. You can call them at 701-251-4586. Now open. The world-renowned Polar Service Center in Williston, Killdeer, too. There's some great job opportunities for technicians, parts reps, service writers, too, at Polar Service Center. Stop in there and see them. Find out more about that. You'll enjoy it. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Steve Hallstrom from the Need to Know Morning Show. Greg Steeman from First State Bank, North Dakota, your guest host today. Guys, take it away.
All right, Scotty, thank you very much. I don't know that I'll get to host this show ever again if you listen to some of our callers. I don't know. Maybe people don't like the perspective. I think let's just exchange ideas and see where we're all at on this thing. But, Greg, I think we can have it both ways. I think we can have a mix of people in our country, our state, our cities, and yet also be secure in our country and know what it is that we have here. So I think there's a way to have a little bit of have your cake and eat it too.
And I don't disagree. I'm one that, as I've observed things, I've seen Christian values get pushed to the back burner and almost
no question about that
marginalized and ridiculed. You see the New York Post yesterday, or the New York Daily News, whichever one that was mocking, you know, the tweets that were going out.
God isn't helping here. Right.
Prayers. And I guarantee you that paper won't say a negative word about the radical arm of the
right.
Islamic religion that contributes to a great deal of the violence that we've seen and been exposed to. So, but that's my belief, is that we have, you know, when our values get marginalized, that's when we see the decline. It has more to do with what we stand for than who's standing for it.
And to me, when we see our president looking for every opportunity to pick at Christians and saying, well, Christians back in the crusade, there were some people that once did something, and he will not say one thing about the Islam religion, that to me is an indicator that he's on some kind of PR tour for the Islam religion right now.
And it also goes back to, if you look at the polls, and this is strictly my opinion, there's a reason that Trump polls so well, is because they see him as someone who won't allow our country to be walked on, who won't allow the values of our country to be walked on. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I agree with him. I do think in the end you're going to see probably a guy like Cruz or Rubio
maybe ending up being the nominee, and I think the world of Ben Carson too. But at the same time, there's such a vacuum in leadership and almost an embarrassment of who we are as a country, and that's not what the citizenry of this country stands for. We are a proud nation, and there is a reason, like I said, that the people want to come to live in the United States, and we can't compromise those values, and we have to stand for them.
Yeah,
values.
People are mad as heck, and they don't want to take it anymore. And Donald Trump sounds like that guy, and that message is really resonating. We could talk a lot more about this, folks, and I know we've got John, Bob, Pat, and Frank. We'll try to get to you folks here in a little bit, but we want to bring in Mark, the Freedom Poet, Mark Skoger, both talking about freedom and Constitution. It's Freedom Friday here, and Scott does this every Friday, and so we're thankful to keep that going here this morning with Mark as well. Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Good morning. I sure appreciate your comments and agree with you. And so, by the way, does America's Moses, George Washington, who said, you cannot govern rightly without God and the Bible, and he meant both testaments. He also said the government of the U.S. gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance. He was a great, humble Christian man, and I believe the greatest man since the disciple John.
Yeah, and so that's what we want to talk about today a little bit. You want to kind of take us back to the founding of our country and some of the early framework of the Constitution, talking about George Washington. What do we need to know about George Washington and how that impacts our Constitution, Mark?
Okay, well, first of all, I believe, has studied him very thoroughly, I believe that the Constitution, first of all, the Constitution Convention wouldn't have even happened without his leadership. He was the president of that. But going back before that, the reason he had so much gravitas was that the people of that time believed that he was bulletproof. They believed he was handpicked by God to lead them. In fact, when they wrote the second article about the presidency, they did it with him in mind. And there was James Madison, the father of the Constitution, 5'3", 97 pounds, and they were trying to decide what to call a president. And one of the terms was high and mightiness. And then somebody looked at little James Madison and laughed because they thought that might work fine for George, but what about him? But he was unanimously picked by the Continental Congress to be the first general of the army. And then he waged this incredible, miraculous, profound war for 8.5 years, then presided over the Constitutional Convention, and then he was the president unopposed twice. So he was unanimously elected to everything that he major post that he ran for, and his incredible wisdom, his incredible strength. And when he tried to wage a war without the ability to draft soldiers or to tax the people, he said, you know, he said he would have never been chased across the river out of New York into New Jersey if he would have been able to put together the right kind of army and had enough federal power to do that. So he was the leader both because of his great success in war and his towering presence, his incredible strength. He could lift two men off of the ground and shake them like puppies. He and Abe Lincoln were the two strongest presidents, but he had profound wisdom. Patrick Henry said he was the wisest man in the First Continental Congress, so he was the common denominator for four decades from the French and Indian War, where one Indian tried to shoot him 17 times and failed and believed that he could not die in battle and believed he was to be raised up to be the leader of a great country. And this was the consensus of the people, that he was chosen by God to be the father of the country, and looking back, he sure was.
So, Mark, how does the Constitution look today if maybe George Washington's voice and his perspective wouldn't have been involved in some of the early discussions there?
Well, first of all, if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for George Washington and a couple of really cool friends like Ben Franklin, we wouldn't have had this great separation of powers. They had really suffered under the king, who was, you know, all powerful, and they were inspired by the sure belief that they needed to not only have divided power, separation of powers, but they needed to have checks and balances because of one thing. They believed to a man that power corrupts, and George Washington was an adamant proponent of limited government of, by, and for the people, and spoke to that with great eloquence.
This is Greg. Talk to me for a second. When you see the Supreme Court, in essence, at times making new law, when you see the executive decisions circumventing Congress, is there a, are we getting a very clouded separation of powers or blurred lines with our separation of powers at the federal level?
Big time. Article 1 of the Constitution says in Section 1, Sentence 1, all legislative powers, that means every law that is passed, of these powers herein granted, that means in the Constitution, shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. That means that five judges can't declare homosexual marriage. They can't pass law from that bench. Then they become an oligarchy ruled by a few. And a president with a phone and a pen can't do anything. Obama is in serious breach of the Constitution on many levels, and I believe if he weren't black, we would have had an intense impeachment effort already well underway and probably already have succeeded.
Mark, I had a chance to do a TV show yesterday where one of the people on the panel along with me was the local campaign chair of the Bernie Sanders campaign. So I thought, well, this is going to be very interesting. And one of his comments was, it's time for us to do away with the Constitution. It's an outdated document, and it doesn't reflect who we are as a people anymore. I'm guessing for someone like you, the thought of that, and like for all of our listeners, probably should all give us the heebie-jeebies to even think about such an act.
Well, first of all, how does Bernie Sanders take the oath of office, which pledges to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? One of the things in the Constitution, it guarantees every state a Republican form of government. And, you know, he'd have to resign and be tried for treason and breach of perjury the minute he got signed in. I mean, the day if he wins, I try to impeach him the next day. That is laughably absurd. Socialism is something that Bernie Sanders has in common with Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, and Stalin. It is an abject failure. It means power to the federal government. It means a crushing of hopes and dreams, destroying of the individual. It is a collective bunch of ants that just depend on the government for bread and circuses. And Bernie Sanders is an embarrassment to America. He's just more honest than Obama.
What do you think is the appeal? If you can put yourself in the chairs of people who are following the Bernie Sanders propaganda, what is it that is appealing about him, do you think, to some people?
Well, a lot of people are frustrated. A lot of people are hurting. And he talks with great hatred. Socialists gain their power from class hatred. So when he talks about raising income tax on the rich people that don't need all their money, it sounds appealing. Also, there's the people that have benefits, SS2, Social Security, food stamps, all these benefits, they don't want to lose them, so they will vote for the biggest Santa Claus. And then finally, he has an army of students for whom he is proclaiming we need to have free education, all the way to PhD. So, Santa Claus is hard to run against, especially this time of year.
Hmm. Well said, Mark. We're going to leave it there with you. Thank you very much for taking a little bit of time to shed some light on a chapter of our history book, especially as it relates to George Washington and how impactful he has been and some other things as well today. Mark, have a great day, and we'll have you back here next Friday. It's got to be back in the chair and visit with you on another Freedom Friday. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Yeah, God bless you too, sir. Yeah, you listen, and Greg, I don't know about you, but when I think of people that want socialism and want just the overarching hand of government to hand things out, I think how do people get better in that? And what I love about free markets and free economy is it's tough and it's competitive and it's not easy, but it makes you better and you grow up through the tough times.
And I think that's those are the values that we adhere to in the Midwest, and I think in this part of the country, and I think that's one of the reasons that we've seen North Dakota continue to flourish. At times, people can credit certain things, but there's something to be said for not messing up a free-flowing and positive-producing economy.
We still get it here in the upper Midwest. We'll be right back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gas industry needs civil engineering and surveying, focusing on the planning, on the regulatory permitting, on the exploration and production side. With the oil and gas industry, they call PVE Scheffler. Jeff Holcomb. It's a highly competitive energy business, but PVE Scheffler is known as possessing high professional integrity and a trusted partner to many energy companies. Call Jeff with PVE Scheffler today at 701-628-4554. Or visit them online at pvescheffler.com. pvescheffler.com. One more segment to go on this Friday edition, Freedom Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Freedom Friday, love those. We do those every Friday. Your chance to weigh in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, always invited, always welcome. 800 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Back to Steve Hallstrom and Brad Steenman.
Very good. Thank you, Scotty. One more segment to go. We've got full phone lines. John, Bob, Pat, Dell, and Marlene, please hang on for a minute. We'll get to you here in just a second. An interesting story in the eastern side of the state that we've been following for a couple of days. An update today, and again, we're finding more potential Islamic ties to news events happening now closer to home. The man accused of kidnapping and sexually assaulting a woman at a travel plaza in Mapleton, North Dakota, refused to show up to court this morning. Abdul Rahman Ali is the man's name. He's facing 5 felony counts, gross sexual imposition, kidnapping, aggravated assault, 2 counts of terrorizing. The victim tells police she could hear Ali mumbling when he locked her in a bathroom and held her against her will. Documents say that she was unsure if Ali was speaking English or a different language, but she could recognize one thing he said while they were in the bathroom alone. She heard him utter Allah Akbar, which in Arabic means God is the greatest. So, more reasons to scratch our head about what is happening in our country. The poll that we've been talking about today, too, I want to throw this out again real quickly. New CNN poll, Donald Trump, 36% support among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. That's 20 points ahead of Ted Cruz at 16%, Ben Carson at 14%, Marco Rubio. But among GOP voters who held college degrees, the race is much different. Ted Cruz leads at 22%, Carson and Rubio now tied at 19%, and Trump at 18%. Steve Hallstrom and Greg Steenman with you here for about another 5 minutes or so. So let's go to the phone lines. John on line one. John, thanks for holding for a while. You're on What's on Your Mind.
I'm happy to see that the governor is tightening up the security on his home that he's built, that they're building in Bismarck. I'd like to see the sheriffs and the National Guard, North Dakota National Guard, have more communication in case of being attacked. Generally, when these countries, these countries come in and try to take somebody over, they have to have the bloodletting, and they've got to get rid of the controls and the police . So people ought to take that into consideration and have better communications between our police forces in North Dakota, because we're a rural area and we're going to have to get to places fast. We should have more helicopters.
Gotcha, John. Okay, great. We get your point, and thank you very much. We're going to hustle on because we have some other callers waiting, but thank you for calling. Bob in Valley City is also calling on What's on Your Mind today. Good morning, Bob.
Well, I think I've been listening to you guys, and I think both of you are a little bit naive about what really is going on with the Muslims and the amount of them that are coming here. There's already, in 2008, there's already 11 million. And by the year 2028, there's going to be 50 million Muslims.
They don't have to attack us.
They're going to vote us out. You don't understand that the damage is basically already done.
Yeah, and Bob, thanks for calling. And I'm sorry, we got to move along. We've been trying to talk about that too. And I think both Greg and I are saying we're in favor of putting the walls up in our country for a while, just to figure out what's going on, make sure that our processes are secure. Bob, appreciate the call. Pat in Bismarck on line three. Good morning, Pat. Okay, Pat may not be there any longer, and yeah, I think 10,000 Syrian refugees is what the Obama administration is projected to bring in next year, so you'll find no lack of concern on our part with that, no doubt about it. Dell from Central North Dakota is also on the line. Good morning, Dell. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I got a problem with the state of North Dakota and a concealed carry permit. South Dakota and Nebraska got rid of theirs last legislation cycle. If I buy a gun that shields meet all the legal requirements, I walk out the door with a gun in a box, I'm in jeopardy of becoming a felon. It's concealed. If I put it in my trunk of the car, jeopardy of being a felon. The state of North Dakota is in the business of making felons out of its citizens. It's time to get the rights of the people back in the state. I don't have to pay for my right to carry a gun. If they want to have us have concealed carry permits, they should pay for it. That's why South Dakota and Nebraska got rid of theirs.
Okay. Del, thank you for the point. I'm sure a lot of people share that opinion. Thank you very much. We are a definite right-to-bear-arms state. A lot of Second Amendment folks here that know how important that is. Marlene on Bismarck, our final caller today. Marlene, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, a little bit earlier, one or the other of you were talking about thinking that, I understand that you'd like to hold back on having people come, but you're still thinking that the diversity is important. But the people that come in, especially the Muslims, even the ones that aren't radical, do not want to be diverse. Their goal is to take over the country. We are infidels to them, and we are to be killed. Their religion started in the 600s, and they have been fighting the Christians since then.
Gotcha, Marlene. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, I'm with you. If people come to our country, want to be part of our country and make our country better, I'm all for it. If not, we've got to ask some tough questions and make some tough decisions. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great weekend.
Since saving has to feel like sacrifice, why should planning for tomorrow get in the way of living today? Wouldn't it be great to make once in a lifetime happen more than once? At Alaris, we'll help you reach your financial goals so you can achieve your dreams again and again. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.